Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regularly scheduled meeting for the Public Safety and Transportation Committee for Wednesday, November 6, 2013. Present at the meeting is Alderman Johnson, Alderman Yates.
Yates!
Alderman Kalins, our committee clerk Danielle Delaney, myself, Alderman Ciccone. From the Police Department, we have Captain Gramatta and Officer Marini from the Traffic Bureau. This is a taxi night, so rather than going through all of these, I think...
Well, we have a gentleman here, so maybe we can take his...
Are you here to taxi?
Not taxi, He's one of our livery companies, the registered to us.
Okay.
Let's take him.
Yeah, take him.
What number?
346-13.
Oh, yeah.
Donald LaPlante.
Move approval.
Page two.
You're up too late.
Halfway down.
I was picking up the signs till about 1:30 this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
There's
why?
Still one up on Peter Harrington's. Thank you. I tried to get them all. I got most. I was getting tired, though.
Mm. I'd do it today. Not at 1:30 in the morning.
No.
Actually, one of my people wanted to keep it. She thought it was so pretty. She's putting it in her garden.
Yes, V8?
Yes. I said, if you can tell the inspector it's a decoration, not a sign, it's fine for me.
There you go. Okay, we'll take this first item, 346-13, Donald LaPlante, 395 Lexington Street, Armondale, requesting renewal of one public auto license for Don's Car Service.
Let me move over.
Let's first hear from Officer Marini, and then we'll let Mr. LaPlante talk a little bit. All right, does that sound good? Okay, 346-13 on page 2.
This is the current, he passed the inspection, for the annual inspection. This is also, the new list is all the current, the new business address and business contact numbers. That was requested from the board last time we met.
Okay.
So that his business address and contact is on the new sheet.
Thank you. Okay. And he's got a pass here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. LaPlante, what are you here for this evening then?
Well, I'm here requesting a second license if I can.
Oh. It's got to be docketed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not docketed, but I'm just here to request.
Well, the thing is, we can't take the request.
Okay.
You have to get out. You have to go downstairs, and you have to talk with the police department.
I think his concern was that that we talked about before, and it's not documented tonight. But we'll address it another night. His business is growing, and with his growing business, like others, I have a long list of livery requests. Currently, we have an ordinance that says one. One livery medallion
per 5,000
residents. So at this time, we only have 16 public autos of public auto medallions for livery vehicles. At some point, I would like we're looking at to increase the volume of that. I know there's been talk in the past about taxi cabs, how they fight about the same square footage. But with livery vehicles, they're businesses, there's a contract. You either like the company or don't. Like you go to a restaurant, you like the food, you don't. I don't think that it would hurt the other businesses in the communities in Newton to increase the number of livery vehicles, public autos. So we'll see how many more we can increase it by. Donald was in favor of this one because his business is increasing and he has to turn away business to other clients, or he has to find other means for his clients because he only has the one public auto through us.
Okay, you get enough, you feel you have enough?
Yeah,
work that you can carry two cars.
I have to give
subcontracting work won't help. It won't help. Doesn't help you.
No, because I have to give everything away.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a question on this general topic. I noticed some of the holders of some of these licenses have addresses outside of the city. I would think we should be giving preference, if we can, to businesses that pay taxes in our city.
I agree, because I was told 25, 6, well, quite a few years ago, that I couldn't have one.
Oh.
So I went to Waltham and got one.
Oh.
and had to park and spend $1,000 a month for keeping an interest over there.
Okay. I hired him.
Yeah.
And you're still safe and everything? Okay.
Yeah.
There was no...
Marcy took her mom out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
and daughter.
Ride.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It was champagne. It was wonderful.
Oh. Yeah.
Not for the driver, though.
No.
No, we went to see Cinderella Ballet.
Okay.
So, well, congratulations for having so much work. I think
that's great.
I think that's fantastic, and that makes me feel good about having you serving the city. That makes me feel really good. Thank you for your services. Officer Marini, what you want to do is you want to review the number, the one per 5,000, and maybe make a change to that?
Yes, yep.
Okay, we'd have to notify all the other public auto people about it, just so you understand. So
I'll notify advise and see what their input, see if they have any complaints, concerns.
Okay, great.
So is that a local ordinance or is that state law?
No, that was a written ordinance that back at the time it was Alderman Balzer who sat down with myself and Helen Robinson, Alderman Robinson,
right.
who did all that work. It was many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
But it was the same rules.
Can't be that long ago. I remember both. I served with both.
So that'll come before us again?
I'm sorry? The amendment would have to be before it. And I would sit down with these guys and figure out what we could do in regards to, you know, being fair. You know what I mean? Not just, you know, putting two or three there. It might be a good idea to have a spare, in case there is another livery company that is out there that wants to start. So we've been talking about this for a while, and I think it's time that we do review it. On another note, there's nothing in that ordinance that states that these companies are supposed to be from the city. I thought there was something there. I may be wrong. I'll have to look through the ordinance again. I just don't have it here with me.
There are. Malden seems to be doing well off of us. I don't understand that. Boston even has one.
No. It looks like the number of licenses hasn't been reviewed since 01.
Okay.
It's
every
done.
Decade or so. What the heck?
It's time. If need be, you know, I'd even say I'd set up a subcommittee if need be, but you know what, we're getting to get too many of those.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so if nobody cares, I'll sit with the police.
Yep.
All right. It's just too difficult. You try to get the input from the subcommittee because you're gonna forget something.
Get her done.
You know, even if you put it down on paper, which I've done many times, I sit there and I go, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, well.
I'd like to move.
Approval of 34613?
Yes, for Mr. LaPlante.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor? 4-0. You're all set for your one, Mr. LaPlante, and when the time comes, the police department will notify you.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you
You're
for
welcome,
coming in, sir.
Thank you for coming in. Again, thank you for your service. That makes me feel good that the folks of the city are out using you and you're getting enough work that you need a second car. That's great. Okay? Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're all set.
That's right.
Thank you.
You don't need to come in back unless you really want to.
Officer Marini will let you know when everything's done here, when you come back and apply for that other one, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Sure. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
Good night.
So you gentlemen, why don't you come up here?
Yeah, you guys sit at the table.
You have seats.
Two seats right there. Well, you want to sit there?
I'll see if I get close to you, okay?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
he was sitting in your seat.
Yeah, just see it.
He needed to stay there.
Yeah, move.
Jay came in.
That makes me feel good, you know. That makes me feel real good that a small guy like this, you know, that says something, you know. That's great. Officer Marini, I don't know. Do you want to just go down the line through this one, or would you rather do it? I think this.
They're in the same order.
They're in the same order, so.
It looks like they all passed except for.
Well, where you don't have where there are blanks, what does that mean?
Blanks was at the time I tried to get this to Danielle as soon as I could, so everyone would have it. At the time, some of the inspections weren't complete at the time. The only one I got to tell you, the only one that has not been done yet is the Boston City Limousine.
Yep.
That one I just have not schedule conflicts.
Okay.
But I can say that will be done because they will not be able to get their stickers through me and they won't be able to renew it. So what I do now is I have a contact with Massport. I write letters to Massport to let them know that it expired or suspended.
Okay, great.
So
all the other ones have passed?
Yep, all of them have passed. I say in the past history with this Boston City Limousine, I don't see a problem with him. His vehicles are usually only a couple years old. They're not like 10 years old or anything. They've always been newer. They should do a Tahoe, the one he has with us.
I'll tell you.
It's a 2009
Tahoe. What's the one on Nevada Street? It was 266 Boston City.
266 Nevada Street is... by Nevada and Linwood.
Yeah.
He's running the business out of a residential direct. He'll probably get the car parked somewhere else. So I don't know. Who is it?
Charter Rides, Robert Keefe.
Bobby Keefe, police officer.
I believe it's his
son. Oh, it's Bobby Keefe, okay.
Joyce, good, promise, yes.
Boston City?
Yes.
Is a 2007 Lincoln.
2007, okay.
07 Lincoln, so it's 5 years old. I mean, I used to put 25,000 to 30,000 on a car a year.
Yeah.
That's actually 16, something.
Yeah, 6 now, right, yeah. The new model years are out, right.
But if it doesn't pass my inspection, he won't get the approval and he won't get the letter from Massport.
Okay.
Question about...
Alderman Yates.
Hey, Jay.
He's from Malden. Hello. And,
we had a shout-out for Brian earlier. No one joined me, but I had a shout-out.
Well, I appreciate it. this company has an address in Malden. Where does he operate to serve Newton from? Do you have to call Malden to come here?
I don't know.
It's usually with liveries and limousines. It's by reservation.
Oh,
so there's a phone call made beforehand.
Oh, okay.
It's just like having an outside taxi company. People from Newton can call an outside taxi company from another city to come here.
Okay.
But they can't pick up here off the street.
Oh, okay.
Well, they get hit with a nasty fine.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would be awful. But, so, can I move approval of all the ones that are listed as passes here? You haven't inspected him yet.
All but Boston City.
Well, okay, so how about all that are listed here as passes already? Yep. There's a couple of questions I would have. So.
All right, what about Newton Car Service and Newton Coach? They've been inspected?
Yes.
They're passes?
Yep.
So we can mark those as passes?
Okay, just out of curiosity, where's their office? That's on... I don't see...
Waltham and Auburndale. You got Newton Coach, which is 275 Grove Street.
That's a big... You go to
Marsh there. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I didn't see the number on the pin. Okay.
And the other one, 12 Appleton Street in Waltham.
Right near Wilson's Diner.
Okay, so.
Wherever Wilson's Diner is.
St. Wilson's Diner.
IBEW Hall. Main
you know where the IBEW Hall is? Kentucky Fried Chicken on Main Street?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yes, it looks like a diner.
Okay.
That's a
clever disguise.
No, but there are places that say they're a diner, but they don't look like a diner.
Right,
that one looks like a diner.
Question.
Like Rock's Diner, okay? I rest my case all of it, Kayla.
Question.
Might be a good sort of enough.
Go ahead, Alderman.
On Beantown Carriage, down in my neck of the woods, 90 Oak Street, 4th floor, where is the vehicle?
I don't know where the vehicle they park it. I don't know, but I know the registration says 90 Oak Street.
Yeah.
I know the city gets the excise tax from it. I don't know if they do that just for the business themselves. They could live in Waltham or somewhere else, and for business purposes, they.
This sounds like an office building.
Oh, it is.
I'm sure.
I wonder if they parked on site.
I'm not sure. That'd be a little bit of an investigation. I'm sure.
Okay.
Call them and say, where do you keep this car? It's just one, right?
And it passed, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Where did they bring it in for inspection?
They have to.
Okay, so they bring it to you.
You
didn't have to go out. Well, and I'll move all of them other than Boston City and Limo.
Why not Boston?
They haven't passed yet. They haven't been inspected.
Should we hold it for second call?
Yes.
Would you be within the next week and a half or so inspecting it, do you
think? Yes, I'll call you. What I can do is I can call you, okay, let you know they passed or did not pass.
Okay, then I can re-poll the committee and we can let it go on first call.
That's good. All right. I won't be here.
All right.
I'll have it squared away by either Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning.
Okay, you know what I'll do then? Here's what I'll do. We can pass him now, but he's going to call me. If there is an issue, I'll put it on second call.
All right. But why don't we split the item, the move approval of all the other... Oh, wait a minute. So
just don't move approval of his.
Right.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah, so whatever that number is, docket number, what is it? Boston City.
So then I move approval of everything that's on... the first page of the agenda.
344-13?
Yeah, that's it.
Boston
9 Hazelton Street, Malden.
Yeah, Hazelwood.
Right.
That's a perk one, right? So subject to second call on that one?
Right.
No, but,
well, no.
All the others be approved.
Yeah.
But that one...
That one will be subject to second call.
Subject to second call, and if I can... And if Rocco calls me, we can...
Pending inspection. That's what it's for.
Yeah, right, pending the inspection. And then if Rocco calls me, I'll just pull the committee.
Right.
Okay, and we're going to do a first call.
Pending inspection.
So. Okay, there's a motion.
Second.
Second. Third?
Third.
All those in favor. And we're joined by Alderman Hardy, the Vice Chairman of the committee. Nice to see you. Thank you.
You awake?
5-0.
5-0. All cars.
All cars.
Calling all cars. Car 54, where are you?
And I move to refer all of the following 12 items.
You are on a roll.
Okay, Alderman.
Hey,
I may be old.
Let me just read the numbers into the record anyway. Alderman Yates has moved approval to refer these items to the 2014-2015 board.
Wow.
Item number 137-11, item number 299-12, item 403-13, item 257-12, item 240-12, item 239-12, item 238-12, 237-12, 236-12, 235-12, 234-12, and 233-12. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of referral to the new board? 5-0.
While I have these two traffic experts, could I ask a question that's relevant to parking and traffic?
Absolutely, that's true.
I want Jay to just update us on the parking waiver thing.
Oh, I can...
Mine will be quicker. I noticed yesterday when under the new enforcement issues, all the workers...
Brian, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Make a motion to adjourn. We'll adjourn 8:15.
Provided the bill.
Okay.